Who are you? I don't recognize you. I would remember if I invited a treat such as you into my home. A face like yours is an easily forgotten songbird. You're looking around all confused. It's cute how lost you are right now. You've gotten yourself way too deep. Now there's no real way out. You venture too far into the lion's den, songbirds. You're trapped now. They sent you to catch me, didn't they? I've heard the rumors about the beast. The beast that's been terrorizing this area. I can only assume I'm the beast considering these legends. It's large. Razor sharp teeth that you only catch glimmers of in the moonlight. See? Claws long enough to disembowel a man. I even have the rounded ears poking out of the top of my head and the winding tail. I can't believe all my defining features made it into the stories. They make me sound pretty badass, don't they? I do like the portrayal of me as some kind of a killing machine. I would take offense to it, but it keeps your kind to the minimum. Unfortunately for me, it seems I can't avoid them all since you found your way here. What did you bring to get me, huh? A collar of some kind? Maybe a weapon this time? I'm so excited to see what you brought, Songbird. Take it out now and show me what you were planning on using. That's what you were planning on using? Oh, that's so cute. A flimsy little knife like that isn't going to take me down. Sure, a few slashes and maybe even a scar with a cute little story about how you gave it to me. But that knife was never going to work for you, Songbird. This knife, it's so weak, I can snap it in half. See? It's too weak to take down a bloodthirsty beast like myself. Oh, you seem a little scared, Songbird. Are you afraid of little old me? It's not like I've ever gotten close enough to your town to actually hunt you guys. I've never been a fan of human culture, so I try to stay away from it. We only have issues when you enter my territory. That's why I've been rampaging lately. We were hunky-dory until those hunters started trying to trap my prey. That belongs to me. I did what any hunter would do. Are you really going to blame me? I didn't think you would, Songbird. You seem like a reasonable enough person to understand. You don't enter someone's property without their permission. And even if you didn't, you're not going to say you disagree with me when you're this close, seeing my teeth like this. You're going to say whatever it takes to get out of here with your skin still attached, aren't you? See? That works for me. Because I can't just let you go. If I do that, that would encourage others to seek me out. The next time the town sends someone, They're going to send someone who is more confident in their abilities of taking a creature's life. The town isn't going to take a second chance. Not when they see you return empty-handed. I have to make an example out of you so that others don't try to find me. All I want is to be left alone, Songbird. Is that really too much to ask? You and I are a lot alike. I can feel it, pretty one. The way you're watching my every movement as I walk circles around you, never making a noise. You're a bit nervous, but you're also more curious about me, aren't you? I'm nothing like the stories say. Number one, I'm intelligent. I'm not some murder drone that only lives for the thrill of the kill. I might not have given you the chance to hear me out, being the one who stalked you first after all. But you are much less hostile than me. If anything, you're more hostile towards the town, aren't you? They sent you here as a setup. Some kind of a bait to lure me out of my cave. If you were able to take me down, well, that makes this so much easier. But I would be willing to bet there's people just outside this entrance, watching, waiting to see what's going to happen to you. They want to watch me take down prey so that they know how I fight better. That way, the next time they encounter me, they know how to take me down easily. But that wouldn't be a fair fight, would it? No, it wouldn't. It would give them the upper hand. You have the chance to do something different now. A chance to be better than those who sent you here. If they have sent people to watch what happens, I say give them a show. See, if you let me have you, it would give them no information on me. I would make it feel good for you. I know that your anatomy is a bit different from mine. You're a full-blooded human, and I'm a were-tiger. My anatomy has been altered since given the virus. Not in a way that makes us incompatible. Just in a way that would make you scream my name as you came around my barbed cock. Doesn't that sound like fun? Don't you want to know what it feels like to be impaled on my barbed shaft, Songbird? I think you do. I think you want that more than you want to hurt me. Let whatever you're feeling right now fuel you. Turn it into spite. I could always be wrong about what I suggest about the scouts watching us. But knowing what I know about humans, I don't think I'm too far off. You were always meant to be used as bait, Songbird. The only difference is now you're aware. You get to make the choice. Do you still want to be bait? Do you want to fight me and try to take me down like you were told? Or do you want to do something that you actually want to do? I can feel how hard you're trying to control your breathing to make yourself seem calm right now, sweetheart. My voice in your ear, my breath on your neck. Just say the word and I'll wrap my arms around your waist. Spin you around and kiss you like you're the last person alive. But I'm not doing it until you tell me I can. Wear your choices, Songbird. Do you always want to do what you're told? Do you want to be an obedient little soldier who doesn't think? Or do you want to have some fun with me? You know, let loose and live a little. You have the choice to be free and do what you want. So, little songbird, tell me, are you going to fight or are you going to fuck? That's what I thought. Take off your pants for me. You're not going to be needing them for much longer. Meanwhile, I'm trying to decide how I want you. There's so many options to pick from, and you would look good in just about any of them. You know what? Why don't you pick the one you're most comfortable in, and then I have complete access to your hole. Whatever position feels best for you, pretty one. As long as I have full access to what I need. Get nice and comfortable, just like that, songbird. Yes, you good? You make quite a lovely photo like this. And now that I'm up close with your hole, I can sense just how eager you are for it. Before we get to the main course, there needs to be an appetizer, doesn't there? I'm so glad we're on the same page then. I guess that means you won't be surprised when I do this, then. You taste good. My tongue licking stripes outside your hole. Licking up and down the entrance. Oh, you're so delicious tasting. I can't get over how wonderful you feel on my tongue. You like that? You like the feeling of my tongue going deep inside your hole, twisting around in there? Someone's certainly enjoying this. Moaning so loud. You're so much more sensitive than I thought you were going to be. How cute. That's it, songbird. Sing for me. Just like that, yeah. You love how my tongue feels darting in and out of you, don't you? Opening you up so that you can take my cock. Oh. The barbs are filling out as we speak. Oh. As my tongue enters you, my cock keeps getting thicker. My barbs keep getting fuller. Oh. Oh, you're doing so good for me, Songbird. You can't get enough of how my mouth feels, huh? Oh, that's right. Grind back onto me. Fuck yourself on my tongue, Songbird. Yeah, and just like that, pretty one, you're doing so good for me, taking everything I give you. Someone's already close, huh? I thought that you would have lasted longer. Huh. Oh. Songbird, why don't you come for me? Come from my tongue alone. I want to see if you can do it. Show me how good it feels. Oh, that's so good, Songbird. Songbird, you came so quickly. I wasn't expecting you to have such a reaction to my tongue. I hope you're not oversensitive, pretty one. We still have the main act to get to. If you haven't forgotten, at least, you still have my cock to take. Heavy and leaking between my thighs, waiting to get buried inside you. You didn't forget about that, did you? Oh, that's okay, Songbird. If it is really too much for you, then you can just lay there. You can take what I give you. All I really need for this part is your hole. All I really want to do is come inside. You tasted so good, pretty one. I just know you're going to feel even better when you're wrapped around my cock. Moaning while you feel the barbs against your walls. It's going to be paradise for you, Songbird. Oh, what's this? Would you look at that? You're impressing me again. Shifting to a position that gives my cock better access to your hole. And here I would have thought you would have been too spent from your orgasm. I guess I underestimated your stamina, Songbird. Silly me. I won't be making that mistake again.